It's good to see all of you out, and we're looking forward to this evening, a time of testimonies and favorites and special musics, really to encourage one another and build one another up, sharing how the Lord is really working in our lives. And so we're definitely looking forward to this. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer, and then we'll hand it over to Stephen as far as the song service. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your many blessings. And if we were to try to count all of our blessings, there's no way we could possibly do it. And we just thank you once again for how you've worked in our life. Most importantly, we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. And thank you for bringing us here this evening for a time of singing songs of praise, giving testimonies, and I just pray that this time would be a time that would glorify your name, and that it would be a time where we build up one another in the faith. So I pray, even as we sing these songs, I pray that we'd sing them with a true heart, and even do pray for those that are not able to be with us tonight. I pray that you'd help them if they're struggling with a physical problem, but I pray that you'd just help each and every one of us to be strong in your strength, to be looking to you no matter what is happening. So we'd pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, let's warm up by standing up and singing 512, My Savior's Love. Savior's love for us. Not very good? How wonderful is our Savior's love for us tonight?
Amazing.
It's wonderful. Amen to that. I hope we all think that. Know that. I hope we all know that. You can go ahead and have a seat. And I think you all know the drill. We've done this a couple times before. Anybody have a word of testimony they want to share? If anybody has a favorite they want to sing? If anybody has a number they want to sing themselves or a poem they want to read? Whatever they'd like, now is your time. Kay.
I just want to say that a big thank you to everybody that has been so kind to haul me around till I finally got a car. It's just really great to have good Christian sisters and brothers.
Amen. And thank you, Kay, for always having such a sweet spirit about it. It's always good to see you here, too.
I've got something I'd like to read.
All right.
Can I read it?
Absolutely.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
I know I got a big mouth.
Should you get a microphone?
In the car wash, I'll never forget my first experience with using an with the dread of going to the dentist, I pushed the money into the slot, nervously checked and rechecked my windows, eased the car up the line, and waited. Powers beyond my control began moving my car forward as a conveyor belt. There I was, cocooned inside, when a thunderous rush of water, soap and brushes hit my car from all directions. What if I get stuck in here or the water crashes in, I thought irrationally. Suddenly the water ceased. After a blow dry, my car was propelled into the outside roadway, clean and polished. In the midst of all this, I remembered stormy times in my life when it seemed I was on a conveyor belt, a victim of forces beyond my control. Car wash experiences, I now recall them. I remember that whenever I passed through deep waters, my Redeemer had been with me, sheltering me against the rising tide. When I came on the wayside, which I always did, I was able to say with joy and confidence, He's a faithful God. Are you in the middle of a car wash experience? Trust God to bring you through to the other side. You'll then be a shining testimony of His speaking power. How wonderful to know that He, who watches from above, will always keep us sheltered in His ever-present love.
Amen for that. It's wonderful how many things in our daily lives are an example to us of Christ's love and other truths in the Bible. We'll be next. Otherwise, while you're thinking about what you'd like to say or what you'd like to do, we can sing 186. Somebody asked for this, and I know she really loves this song. And so we're going to sing 186, The Old Rugged Cross. This is a great old favorite of many. At the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins, and that happened on that cross that Christ died. So let's sing 186. out the words of that song tonight, think about this. I will cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down, those things in our life that we cling to so dearly, the talents that we have. I know Lester is great at fixing cars, and he might pride himself in that. And I know even Bob, he's great at evangelism, but if that is his focus, if that is what he clings to, that is nothing, because Bob, you got that ability from Christ. The Bible says that we are to cling to the cross of Christ, to the trophies we lay down, and at the end, it's true, as this song says, that we'll exchange our life of devotion to Christ alone, rather than those things that we have, and we'll exchange those things for a crown of glory. Humbling stuff. Who will be next? Yes. 206. You can sing 206. There is a Redeemer. 'Forgive our sins, but then he provided his Holy Spirit to lead us along until the time when we will no longer need him. Amazing. Verva?
I determined I wasn't going to say anything tonight. But this is very, very simple.
You wouldn't want to break your streak.
During day 41, I'll be using that in a little bit. But I want to thank God that even though things get really rough sometimes, and mostly it's really works the thing out.
Right here.
Okay.
Right in that.
Okay. I still do have one grandson who's 25, and he's in Polk County Jail undergoing treatment for drug rehab, something like that. I write to him faithfully at least every 5-6 days and send him letters. And he writes back, and I usually share a scripture of some kind with him. Now, I know that there's Bill Eisenhower, he is the realtor, and he does a week thing with the inmates. And, of course, he knows John personally from way back. And so that's it. And I thank people for things like that for him. There's no way I can go see him anyway, and it's a no-contact visit type thing through a television screen. But he'll write me and he'll say, it's such a blessing to hear my name spoken for roll call or your mail call. And it reminded me of roll call in heaven.
I don't know if that's necessarily scriptural, but when my name is called, I'll be there. That, and to me, that's very, very exciting, because it just kind of sends shivers up and down your back. Anyway, I still, my prayer request thing, I've kind of changed it to everybody in my family needs prayer for salvation and or for growth. So that's the way I want this church to pray. Then this very simple song on page 41, I have in a Bible at home, you take those four words, God is so good. God. Who is God? Think about who is God. Think about how He loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you just the way you are, but He loves you too much to leave you that way. Is in present. That's now. It was, always will be, it is. So that's a small word, but it expresses quantity. Is so. And of course the last word is good. God is so good. So we're going to sing that. It's a very short little song, but I like it, and it has a lot of meaning. God is so good all the time.
Amen.
Even in this dark shadow times.
Let's sing God is so good, 41.
Next, Ron, 561.
Have to turn all of these pages. We gather together a good Thanksgiving song. You have something to be thankful for tonight, Ron?
Yeah, my salvation.
Amen. That's a good thing. Let's all be thankful for our salvation as we gather together to ask the Lord's blessing at 561. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Okay. Yes, Elizabeth? Hi.
206.
200 and what?
And 6.
And 6?
So next.
Okay, there is a Redeemer. 206. Don't close your books. Just 206. There is a Redeemer. Job uttered this in the midst of his trials and such, and this was long before even the time of the Mosaic Covenant, of the law that was given. He said that, "I know that my Redeemer lives." Even then, he knew, even Job knew, that there was somebody coming that would save him, that he had somebody beyond the physical, somebody beyond what he could see, because his outlook was bleak. He had nothing. Everything he had was lost, and yet he said, "I know that my Redeemer lives." So let's sing, "There's a Redeemer." And we get the added benefit of knowing who he is, Jesus Christ, God's own Son. So let's sing. Andy?
As many of you know, a couple weeks ago, I had the chance to go out to Boston again.
A couple weeks ago, I had the chance to go out to Boston again because a friend of mine, his name is Kai, and he's from China over studying here in the States on his master's degree. He got baptized that weekend, so that was a really wonderful thing to see, because over the course of last summer, I had the chance to do Bible studies with him, and really, he didn't have any background of the Bible, because coming to the States was really the first time he'd been able to even know what God's Word was. So that's kind of what we did. We did an overview of the Bible just to kind of see how God created the world in 7 days. That's something he had never even heard of before. And just to be able to go through that and how God created the world perfectly. And when we was going through that study, I probably shared this with a couple of you guys before, but as we were going through that study, I asked him, "Well, God made the world perfectly. Do you think it's still that way?" And he thought about it, and he's like, "No, I don't think so." He said, if I remember correctly, he said, "The world is broken." And we hadn't even studied about Genesis chapter 3 in the fall. So it just was neat to see how, what little he knew, he was already starting to piece things together. And it's just neat to get to see him again, and just to get a catch up with him a little bit, and he's actually graduating this April, and after that he's going back to China, so that was probably the last time I'll get to see him out there. So that was really a real neat privilege to get to go do that, just to get to see that he's growing still, and that he's just it's just wonderful to see that. So I just loved being out there and loved the chance to get to go back. So I guess, can I request one too now?
Of course.
Number 199.
Isn't that amazing though? Andy was able to be instrumental in saving a young man so that he comes to know Jesus Christ, and he's going back to a nation of over a billion people, many of whom have never heard the gospel. Think of the lives that that can touch. Sang this many, many times in college, but I was part of the orchestra all those years, and the part I had to play has nothing like the melody line, and so you can go ahead and sing along. Don't listen to me. You can lead me. How's that? Let's go on to verse 2 and continue from there. Singing. I think that was actually the first time I ever sung that song, even though it was played in my presence probably 50 times. But it's a great song, looking at the words there. Wonderful words. Who will be next? I saw your hand over here.
206 is my wife's favorite. 543 is mine.
543? We do. We would let your wife speak. All right. Well, let's sing. 543. We'll leave that alone. Selection. It's a good, it's a favorite of mine. Yes, Joy. 56? 56. You're welcome.
Good morning.
And Can It Be? Oh, I really love this one. 203. And Can It Be? My chains fell off. My heart was free. Every time I sing that verse, I think of the story of Peter when he was cast into prison, ready to be executed the next day. And the amazing part of that story is that when the angel came to set him free, he had to nudge him awake. Now, if you can imagine yourself, the day before you're going to die, how well would you be sleeping? The man who had his confidence in Christ. But then I think of the time that the angel woke him up and led him out of that gate, and the gate opened up for him. I think of that every time I think of that, if I sing this song, And then you realize that the song is not talking about Peter, but it's talking about you and how he delivered you from the same bondage you had on your way to death, spiritually, continually, forever. But he redeemed you. He redeemed me. My chains fell off. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Amen. Thank you for that. Yeah, Joe.
97
is a good year. I remember 97. I'll hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. What a sight that'll be. Do you know that, Will, if you know Jesus Christ, you're actually going to see that? Angels, beings of such power, yet falling prostrate before Christ the King. So let's sing. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Thank you for that one. Yes, Bill. 298. I have to ask, were we just going to sing this song? We're getting close to the end. Or was somebody going to request this at a certain time? Okay, so we're just going to sing it. I was wondering if I needed to wait for the call on it. We can sing 298, and then we'll sing what we've been handed out. Sound like a plan? All right. Who says you can't get things done in Baptist churches? All right. O Zion, haste, 298. Let's sing.
Sorry, I had the wrong one. What's this name again?
Thank you.
now let's sing. Did everybody get one of these? Everybody has? Nobody? Somebody back here didn't get one. Do we have extras?
We have two extras over here. Go ahead and raise your hand. Imagine that he could have. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. What love that must have took to keep him there. I do a little bit of running, not much. But when I do, it's always a struggle. I know what's best for me is to keep running, but at any moment I could just stop and all the pain would be gone. But imagine that you're nailed to a cross and you have that option. But he didn't, because he loved you, and he loved me. Amazing. Amazing. He must love us a lot. All right, well, we're past the hour already. Does anybody have anything that they're just dying to sing, dying to say? Because there's food awaiting.
Well, thank you for putting this on us. Wow.
It's
Yes. Well, if there's nothing else, that is a fitting way to end. Why don't we close with a word of prayer, and then let's thank the Lord for dinner as well, so that we can just dig on in once we get downstairs. And by the way, don't just leave. I'm not saying your eternal security depends on it, but you should really come downstairs, because we need help getting rid of all the chow. All right? And not only that, but we'd like to get to know you much better. Unless we already know you too much. I don't see anybody like that out here tonight. Just need to cover all the bases. Don't want to get sued. Let's pray. All kidding aside. Our Lord, we thank you so much for all the men who came before us, who you moved to pen these songs that we are able to sing tonight. Lord, that they bring a sharper and clearer image of the work you did for us. But most of all, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, who lived every single day knowing that temptations would come, knowing that he did not have to put up with any of this, and that he'd be completely justified to wipe out the entire rebellious world and start over. But yet, Lord, you loved us. Father, I pray that we would wake up every day knowing that if it were not for your grace and your love, that we would not have the very breath that we have at this moment. So, Lord, I pray that we would walk out of here changed people. Lord, that you would bring it to our hearts and our minds every day how much you loved us, how much you spent to buy us. And, Lord, how incumbent it is then upon us to follow you, to obey you, to love you. Father, to even joy, have our joy fully in you. I thank you for all those who came tonight, Lord. I thank you for this wonderful church, this gathering of believers. I thank you that I'll be able to see them in glory with you and be able to sing songs in the similar vein, only face to face with Christ our Savior. I pray, Lord, that our hearts would even now be thanking you for that future day. And I pray, Lord, that we would have wonderful fellowship in the moments now. And Lord, that we would once again be thankful for all that you have provided and what we have before us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So we can go ahead and go downstairs. Don't be shy. My wife made some amazing chip dip, and I'm going to have some.